It seems to me the common theme in show bills, regardless of what your specialty is to self-destruct from loneliness. And it's not a surprise when you really understand that fame and fortune like this doesn't make sense when you understand the essence of being human. But that's the problem. The ones behind the scenes are actually the devil in disguise, the satanic energies. I guess there's a part of me that does feel sorry for the people that sell their soul to these wolves in sheep's clothes, because most of the time they're just artists looking for a chance to turn pro, you know, a chance to show their art to the world, a chance to really express themselves. And since we've been brainwashed for centuries by mainstream media feeds to aspire to be a celebrity, it makes sense that some people would fall for this opportunity. And that's why we see so many extraordinary artists and creators sell out. They turn to sex and drugs as a way to escape the control. Drugs like coke and adrenochrome. They buy things they don't really need, like audacious cars and homes that don't really feel like home. All for what? So they can show off to their friends? Yep. So they can be admired by their fans? Yep. So they can be the lead in a movie or the main character in a TV series, or so they can be on the cover of a magazine? Yep. Okay. But it's obvious to me that these things have a short life expectancy. That's why most celebs fade out by their late 30s. But the good news is, showbiz will soon be dead, if it already isn't. Pretty soon the truth is going to leak out more and more. The truth about the lies we've been told. The truth about how dark Hollywood is. The truth about what these freaks do to kids. Now we can see why J. Cole wrote a song about this. The message was this: don't put famous people on a pedestal, because you'll be very disappointed. And for me personally, I never really admired anyone really. I always saw through the facade. I saw the lines and shapes being famous makes, and I could feel the self-hate. But money is a way of hiding the reality of things. And since a lot of people admire these liars with fancy things, these liars were able to brainwash their fans with flawed ideologies. Ideologies about what happiness looks like. Ideologies about what success looks like. Ideologies about sex. They use sex as a weapon to teach men to disrespect women. And they teach women that being naked and sexual is the only way to be attractive. And thus the entertainment biz has become the melting pot of self-destruction. It's also the source for child trafficking. That and the government. It's quite devastating to realize how many world leaders use and abuse children. And what's even more devastating than that is the fact that these sick fucks aren't even really human. I mean, I don't have the hard facts. Some of them are clones, I guess. Clones don't have souls, so they're easy to control. So who controls them? From my understanding, it's the reptilians. The cabal. They have a way of shape-shifting to look like humans. And guess what? What? They feed off of our fear and frustration. So they've created these loopholes that keep us trapped in their control. Everything from the food we eat, the air we breathe, the news feeds, the medicines, the education. It's all designed to suppress our intuition, to stop us from being able to connect with our soul, to stop us from waking up to the truth that we are whole, that we are gods. They say we have junk DNA that does nothing for us. They hoarded all the money. Why would they do such a thing? Because they aren't human beings, so they do not care about our feelings. They care about themselves. And they know we are more powerful than them, so they've done what they can to suppress this information. They knew if we knew the truth, then we'd revolt. We'd raise our frequency and they'd starve to death. So that being said, my advice to you is, turn off the news, my friend. Cut the Netflix news. Stop watching movies and shows they feed you. Research the truth. Go within. This is not a conspiracy. These are facts, my friend. This is the Great Awakening. and this is just the beginning. And that is all I have to say for now. I'll be back soon with more truth bombs, so be sure to have your lights turned on. The brighter it is, the easier it is to accept this information. Thank you for listening to this episode of Art Stories by Artist Sarah Long. Go to artistsarahlong.com.